With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for listening. What was up with Lil Nas X? Yeah, let's get straight into this. Tidy Whitey's in white boots. Charged with 4 felony counts. Now, I don't know if he was high on something, but it sure looked like it. LA cops say he was. Hope he's okay, though. In sports, Chinese Taipei won the Little League World Series. That's always fun to watch for a bit. And the U.S. Open continues this week in Queens. Of course, not the only thing continuing, because out west...
My favorite stories of the day.
The annual Burning Man art, music, and sort of new age hippie culture festival got started Sunday in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. A dust storm blew through on Saturday while folks were setting up their tents. 9 days, and KOLO 8 News Now in Reno is reporting a 48-year-old man headed to Burning Man was held up from getting there when he was arrested last Wednesday in Urington, south of Reno. That's where cops say they stopped his van and found he had 104 grams of crack cocaine, 6 grams of meth, ecstasy, magic mushrooms, 9 grams of molly, about 10 grams of DMT, whatever that is, 3 grams of 2CB, LSD tabs, several vape pens. Cops think had the psychedelic 2CB drug in them. Plus, wait, there's more. Yeah, different pills like oxycodone, Vicodin, Valium, and Xanax. They say we're all packaged together for selling to a lot of Burning Man bros. If anyone was wondering why about 70,000 people are expected to spend 9 days in a desert about 100 miles north of Reno. And speaking of drugs out west, a 24-year-old man from Bozeman, Montana, is accused of being on some being Xanax, when Gallatin County Sheriff's deputies say they arrested him last Tuesday because they say somebody called 911 to report he was driving about 120 miles per hour on I-90 on 2 tires in a Toyota. Now, deputies did not explain how doing 120 on 2 tires in a Toyota is possible, unless that Toyota was a motorcycle, but KBZK TV7 is reporting when they caught up and found him parked off the highway, they say he told them he had about 10 drinks earlier, on top of that Xanax. And deputies say another witness told them the guy threw a bag in the trash. A lot of witnesses in Montana, and they say that bag had a pharmacy inside, methamphetamines, MDMA pills, magic shrooms, and LSD. Well, they don't think he was headed to Burning Man, too, but he was headed to jail after that on drug and DUI charges. And speaking of speed demons out west, NBC's Tri-Cities Nonstop Local TV in Washington State is reporting cops stopped a 21-year-old woman last Monday morning in Kennewick. It's where a traffic officer reported watching her pass another car in a 35-mile-an-hour zone while clocked doing 74 miles an hour. And before the officer slapped cuffs on her for reckless driving, they say she told them she was actually headed to the courthouse to pay a speeding ticket she got 17 days prior. Somebody get this woman into a race car. Out of Florida for the next two, starting with buddies out fishing who caught a shark the Saturday night before last on the barrier island of Cayo Costa, southwestern part of the Sunshine State. It's where the bros were posing for pictures with the 6-foot lemon shark on a beach, and one of them was standing over that shark between his legs while he held the shark's mouth open for his pose. And the shark kept its mouth open, posing too. and then shook loose and bit that dude in the leg, then shimmied its way on the sand back into the water. Well, don't know if it made it to the water or not. The video ended. USA Today posted that video in their story. The 48-year-old guy was airlifted to a hospital to get his leg patched up. And north of Cayo Costa in St. Petersburg last Monday, Fox 13 is reporting a 48-year-old woman was arrested. What's up with the 48-year-olds in that part of Florida? But cops say she was pretty drunk, so may not remember, but they say she got so upset over her neighbor parking near her yard that she went and put on a hot dog costume, grabbed a roll of toilet paper, and then went out and TP'd the neighbor's car, and then was leaning on the car while dressed up as Oscar Mayer. She was being a wiener. The cops didn't say if they took her in for the disorderly conduct and resisting arrest charge while in that hot dog costume, but it was not in her mugshot, sorry to say. Okay, so in Denham Springs, Louisiana, just east of Baton Rouge, cops nicknamed a 57-year-old guy the Beef Bandit because they say he went into a Walmart last Wednesday and stuffed over $400 worth of meat in his pants and walked out to his car twice, begging somebody to ask about the meat in his pants. Pause. But WAFB 9 in Baton Rouge is reporting when officers stopped him in his car, they say big packs of hamburger meat and ribeyes were riding shotgun in the passenger seat. They took pictures, posted them on their Facebook page, and said the trunk had plenty more packs of meat. It was a lot. I counted 21 packs in one of the pictures. And he had to be wearing cargo pants to fit that many in, or those hammer pants from the late 80s and 90s. And the serial butt sniffer must have gotten out on probation in Southern California. He's been caught outside sniffing booties again. NBC4 Los Angeles is reporting a Walgreens worker in Burbank called the cops last Friday night to say this guy was out in their parking lot getting a good whiff of some woman's rear end before running off. But the officers went to the drugstore and say they found him not far away, though, after talking with the woman. And the 38-year-old must like the way booties smell in Burbank, because that's where he was just arrested in late July, sneaking around sniffing booties in a Nordstrom department store. Back in a moment, but before the break, a promo for the Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Time for a peaceful moment.
Sweetie, what happened?
Thank you for joining in this moment.
Your finger is frying with the fish.
Brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn-on.
Oh, who's going to finish cooking?
And now for the world around us.
There was this cow, a huge cow, got stuck in a canal while taking a dip to cool in North Walsham, England. A Norfolk Fire and Rescue posted video on the Facebook page showing four firefighters tugging on a rope they tied around the cow to pull it out, while looks like a fifth firefighter was trying to feed it from a bucket. I guess he figured since it was that big, it must have been hungry. UPI is reporting the cow did eventually rejoin the herd after they pulled her out, no thanks to whoever was shooting the video they posted. And as long as we're on animals, paleontologists in Australia announced last week that a 25-million-year-old fossil, so the fossil used to be an animal, but the fossil washed up on a beach down under and has now been identified as a species that they think evolved into whales. Yeah, the Associated Press is reporting the researchers described it as much smaller, small enough to fit in a single bed, and with bulging eyes the size of tennis balls. Yeah, they hope this will teach us more about whales. Yeah, at least as much as Free Willy did. Well, it seems people need to learn more about the drugs they're taking before taking them. The latest newsworthy example of someone acting up on an airplane from suspected pill popping came On a British Airways flight from California to London, BBC News is reporting a 41-year-old flight attendant was found naked in one of the plane's bathrooms, and a drug test later found he was high on both methamphetamine and amphetamines. Other flight attendants had to cover his duties. He was fired, taken to a hospital after they landed and charged. He pleaded guilty in England. Well, folks from the Guinness Book of World Records had their hands full at this summer's La Discada 2025 festival in Guadalupe, Nuevo León in Mexico. They just announced Friday that the festival in late June broke three of their records, one for the 13,215 tacos served in 60 minutes, adding up to the most tacos served in an hour. Yeah, there's a record for that. While the UPI is also reporting the other two records were for the largest stir fry and the largest stir fry pan, which had a 23-foot diameter. 100 culinary students used it to stir up the traditional La Discada dish the festival is named after, made of sausage, beef, pork, bacon, so more pork, tomatoes, peppers, onions, and beer. Sign me up. I'm going to Mexico next summer. Back in a moment while I get my tickets.
Sibinac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibinac's fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient. It will dull all held-in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
I'll bet your ex is still up. Why don't you call him?
Even if your loved one is being extra, ask your doctor about Sibinac. Side effects include munchies, forgetfulness, dry mouth, and sudden urges to search the house for long-lost items. More serious effects include the hairstyle and wardrobe changes, unemployed friends sleeping over and settling for substandard men. Users have experienced weight gain, depression as a result, and a loss of long hair after an impromptu trip to the beautician. Ask your doctor about Sibinac. Or not.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Now, a lot of us have been wary of putting money into cryptocurrency because it's hard to understand, and hackers have had a field day stealing people's bitcoins and some other crypto coins. And in South Korea, law enforcement were looking for this guy in his 60s because they say he scammed about 1,300 people out of a total of about 17.7 billion won, which comes out to about 13 million U.S. dollars. And BBC News is reporting police in Seoul found him. They put out word last Friday and say they caught him because they say after 5 years on the run, he needed a smoke. Officers on patrol say they saw him toss a cigarette butt, so they were just going to give him a ticket for that. But say the dude started begging to let him go just this once, and say he tried to walk off, refused to show his ID, tried to pay officers to let him go, and at one point pretended to take a phone call. So they got a little suspicious after all that extraness, and once they eventually got his ID, his arrest warrant popped up, so they saw why he was acting funny. All to say, smoking cigarettes is bad for our health and wallets, but tossing a butt after a smoke can get one's butt tossed into a jail cell. Especially if that cigarette doesn't calm them down and act cool when cops stop them.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday.
This is Mike Mann with more comedy gold right here, right now, from Slammy Sammy.
Keep doing what you're doing, 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 what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Why? I said, what's going on back here? What kick this dough at? She said, keep doing what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 26th.
These are my confessions.
A little homage to Usher, actor, talk show host, and singer Keke Palmer. Akilah is 32 now.
I can see you on me too.
Singer Cassie just had a baby, getting past all that Diddy drama. She's 39. Actor, comedian, talk show host John Mulaney is 43. Actor Chris Pine is 45. And so is Macaulay Culkin, the Home Alone actor, is 45. Luke Cage, actor Mike Coulter, is 49. Singer Thalia is 54. Actor and comedian Melissa McCarthy is 55. Band leader and saxophonist Branford Marcellus is 65. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker, 74.
And soon both of us learn to trust.
best.
And the living half of Ashford & Simpson, singer, songwriter, and Sugar Bar co-owner in Manhattan, Valerie Simpson, is 80. And on Wednesday, you should let me love you. Singer Mario will be 39. Jesse in Breaking Bad, actor Aaron Paul, will turn 46.
The same old pimp.
Rapper and podcaster Mason Betha. Mace on that podcast with Camera nowadays. Mace will hit the big 5-0.
When my world seems so cloudy, Lord.
And singer Yolanda Adams will be 64 Wednesday. Then on Thursday the 28th, Honey Boo Boo will be 20. The reality TV dancing little girl, all grown now. Florence and the Machine singer Florence Welch, 39. Singer Leanne Rimes will turn 43. 90210 actor Jason Priestley will be 56.
You're still the one I run to.
Singer Shania Twain will turn 60 on Thursday. Not a White Lotus, Stifler's mom. Actor Jennifer Coolidge will be 64. And
then maybe they're the strangest from out of town, Sheriff.
Enos, of course they were strangers.
Enos, you dipstick in the Dukes of Hazzard. Actor Sonny Schroyer will turn 90. That does it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks, as always, for checking out the show. And, hey, hope you're enjoying it. But let me know if you're not, or if you are. I'd love to hear any suggestions, critiques, comments. Hit me up on the show's Facebook page or email levon@realpodnewscast.com, real with two E's. And the email's at the bottom of the show's website, realpodnewscast.com. And Marty will repeat it in a few seconds. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Serial butt sniffer must have gotten out on probation in Southern California. It's been caught outside sniffing booties again. NBC4. Showed up.